Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
Andrew Monson graduated from Knox College in 1997. His Knox experience exemplifies a liberal arts education. Andrew entered Knox planning to major in physics or computer science and emerged 4 years later with a degree in English writing. While at Knox, Andrew sang in the Knox College Choir, edited Knox's award-winning literary magazine, Catch, and was a finalist for the Nick Adams Short Story Contest. He went on to earn an MA in English from Iowa State University and an MFA in creative writing from the University of Alabama. Andrew returned to his home state of Michigan to teach at Grand Valley State University, where he is an assistant professor in the Department of Writing and teaches poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. He is the editor for New Michigan Press and the online literary magazine Diagram, and he is the author of three books, the novel Other Electricities, finalist for the New York Public Library Young Lions Award, and winner of the 2007 John C. Zacharias Award from Plowshares, the poetry collection Vacation Land, and the essay collection Neck Deep in Other Predicaments, winner of the 2006 Gray Wolf Nonfiction Prize. In his review of Other Electricities, Robert Olin Butler said that, "Monson is tuned into our crackling, chaotic, juiced-up times like no other young writer I know. Other Electricities is necessary reading." A starred review in Publishers Weekly for Neck Deep in Other Predicaments stated, "Monson offers a parade of quirky, at times avant-garde methods for exploring his obsessions with everything from frisbee golf to car washes to the lost art of sending telegrams. Monson's work will make a brilliant discovery for open-minded fans of narrative fiction." Andrew's poems, essays, and stories have appeared in numerous magazines and journals, including American Short Fiction, Plowshares, Prairie Schooner, and Kenyon Review, among others. In 2005, he returned to the Knox campus to serve as judge for the Davenport Awards in Fiction and Poetry, and he is the winner of the Great Lakes College's Association New Writers Award for Neck Deep and Other Predicaments, and will tour many of the Great Lakes colleges in 2008-2009. Professor Robin Metz, who supported Andrew's nomination for the Young Alumni Achievement Award, says of Andrew, "As an undergraduate creative writer at Knox, Andrew consistently displayed rare and outstanding qualities of curiosity, stylistic verve, bold artistic experimentation, and striking intelligence. In short, all of the characteristics of a truly original mind and indomitable spirit that his nationally acclaimed and award-winning books have their roots in creative endeavors that Andrew began and explored at Knox is a source of button-busting pride for everyone in the Knox Creative Writing Program and throughout the larger Knox community." I'd like to add that Andrew and I were contemporaries at Knox, and I was an English lit major while he was English writing, and so we took a lot of classes together and worked on Catch together and various other things. And I have to say that Andrew always made everything look way too easy. He would stay up all night playing euchre with his friends or playing frisbee golf and come in and turn in a paper and do incredibly well on it. And the same paper that I would have had to spend hours and hours working on and writing, and he just always made it look way, way too easy. And I've had the opportunity to catch up with Andrew before I came back to work at Knox. I worked in publishing. And so he and I would sometimes catch up at the Associated Writing Program conference. And he's still making it look easy, and when you look at what Andrew has accomplished in 10 years after leaving Knox, it's a career that someone 20 and 30 years out of Knox would be incredibly proud to have. And so, for that, I am honored to present Andrew Monson with the 2008 Knox College Young Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in writing.
Thank you, Megan and Robin, and everyone else. It's a pleasure to be among impressive company here. I would like to quibble a little bit, both with Publishers Weekly and with Megan. The term is disc golf, not frisbee golf. There's a difference. Frisbee is a brand made by Wham-O, and disc golf is played with actual golf discs, which are made sort of for that purpose. Edified. So to have the opportunity to deliver some brief remarks is an unusual pleasure for a writer, or for a human for that matter. It is an occasion perhaps for some retrospective thinking, for thanks to be given, for influences to be acknowledged or interrogated, for August names to be invoked, for the audience to be bored, and so on. It puts me in a position of authority, perhaps unwarranted by my spotty academic, criminal, and intellectual history. But I like authority. My memory tells me that I received a D in my first creative writing class at Knox, the playwriting workshop with Ivan Davidson. In actuality, I imagine it might have been a C. A D seems pretty harsh in retrospect, and maybe it was even a C+. I could probably check my transcript, which I must have somewhere. I wrote a play called 25 Arrows in Various Directions, the first two pages of which were plagiarized directly from Waiting for Godot. I think it violates most of the rules of traditional playwriting, and it's pretty great. Or at least I tell myself it is. We tell ourselves stories about ourselves in order to process experience. In this story, I am the firebrand delinquent in the workshop. I'm not rewarded for my irreverence and what I think of as my obvious, smoldering, God-given talent. My father asks me after my first semester here whether I should be pursuing creative writing, whether, given the grade, my talents might be better served in computer science. I ignored this advice, as I ignored the majority of this advice, and usually this did not work out for me very well. But this time, it was all right. Knox, though I did not know this at the time, has one of the preeminent undergraduate creative writing programs in this country. When I came back to judge the Davenport Awards 2 years ago, I was struck by the exceptional quality of the student writing that I got to read and the students whom I met with, many of whom I'm still in contact with. I shouldn't be surprised, given that my own workshops here were peopled with remarkable writers, some of whom I liked and some of whom I could not stand. This is a useful mix in a class. I think that Knox has an especially good program because of the faculty and because of the students it attracts, because of Robin Metz's long-term guiding hand, because of Ketch, and because it is situated within a remarkable liberal arts program. Like everyone else tonight, I feel like I came here doing something else and left as a writer. The single largest challenge facing young creative writers today is lack of life experience. While Hemingway may have gone sort of to war, and Melville may have gone to sea, most of my creative writing students I teach now, and myself in fact, have gone instead to college, which is a little bit like war, but not much like the sea. And Knox is a good place to go to college because of the range of inputs, ceramics, experimental physics, ancient Greek, mathematics, and so on, that student writers can receive. If writers don't seek out life experience per se or join the merchant marine, they should at least seek out interdisciplinarity, learn research methods, embrace other strategies of seeking knowledge. Like most Knox students, I took a lot of different classes, and I consider these experiences significant and formative, though my interest and my grades in them sometimes vary. I remember now only strange fragments, spragmos, which means in Greek, to rend limb from limb, dismember, and memenete ha bars a la speodete, which means don't wait, oxen, but hurry. I don't know why that's what is left with me. I'm sorry to Steve Feinberg. What I have tried to retain in my own approach to writing and art, and what I try to encourage in my students, is this variousness, this curiosity, this openness to the world, this germ of Knox. And I would like to say a big thank you to Knox and everyone here for this. I'm glad that it worked out so far.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.